There's more online. At greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Our travel blogger Sherry Hooker. She's behind the popular site wingingtheworld.com, and she's been to Southeast Asia. And she wants to share her discovery with you.
I did find somewhere, basically, the closest I can describe it is paradise.
Koh Rong San Loam is a Cambodian island in the Gulf of Thailand. It's 18 kilometres west of Sihanoukville, the main beach resort of Cambodia. It takes 45 minutes to reach the island from there by fast ferry, or 2 hours on one of the slower converted fishing boats. The island's just 4 kilometres by 9, and there's not too much activity. There's swimming, there's diving, and there's mountain biking. There is, though, a full moon party, which does attract revellers.
It's sort of divided into two halves. So where we spent our time was Sunset Beach, and you sort of had to, like, do, like, a jungle trek to get there. And there were, like, small signs that sort of indicated the way, but if you weren't looking for them, you probably would have missed them. The journey getting there was quite hard going, but then to see what was waiting the other side sort of felt like a massive reward after all the hard work, and it was just a beautiful place.
Sheree found it's possibly best to book accommodation ahead. It is a very small island with just 300 residents.
We walked all up and down the beach, and they have like a few like sort of like beach huts and that sort of thing, and like near enough everything was sold out because we hadn't booked anything, because we just sort of we'd just wing it, turn up and see how it goes. And then one guy was like, oh, well, we've got some tents you can rent. And I was like, okay, that's an option. We found an old dive shop, and they had like a dorm with, I don't know, 20 beds in, something like that, bunk beds. And it was really cheap to stay there, so we just sort of grabbed a bed there and yeah, just sort of enjoyed a few days there, just getting away from everything. There was no Wi-Fi, no internet. They had to go to the other side of the island if they wanted to check Facebook. But just being so separate from everything was just really nice, really refreshing.
This isn't a place where there are, you know, resort developments. It's very low-key, very traditional.
Probably in a few years it's gonna get to that point. Like, a lot of people seem to be talking about it now.
It's a real escape from your everyday life and has been compared to the beach resorts of Thailand 30 years ago, before wide-scale commercial developments took place. You have to plan ahead even when you want to charge your camera. You'll need to work around the island's generators. Electricity's on for just 8 hours a day. There's no cash point and no credit cards. The island's website suggests taking US dollars. Sheree says she was really sad to leave Cambodia because the people she met there were so lovely.
Everyone was really super friendly. I quite like the fact that when you sort of ventured out of the main sort of cities, when you got out of Siem Reap and Phnom Penh, like, people, especially you saw it in the children, like the curious fascination with Westerners. And I really, really like that. I find that really endearing, and you're like waving at kids in your tuk-tuk and they're just like going crazy and giggling. I just thought that was really nice. And just all the people that I met were lovely. Everyone as well that could speak a decent level of English just had an amazing sense of humour, and they were just so funny. And I just think that sort of whole light-hearted just connection with people that you had was just something really, really special that I haven't really found in many other places.
You can follow Sheree's experiences at wingingtheworld.com.